Okay, Rabbi said, before we start the next perek, just to view the maskone, review the maskone. Just to plug it in lamaisin, we went through the yisoid last week. Bigger all the theories that we had in the sugya revolved around the stira between Achilas Odom and Achilas Klovm and Achilas Mizbeach. That on the one hand, the Gemara said that Achilas Klovm, Rav Yanai, Achilas Klovm is enough to make it possible. At the same time, the Gemara was requiring the possibility of Achilas Pras. Shnei Bnei Odom. The Gemara was handling with Shnei Bnei Odom. So now we'll just take the Yesod and fine tune it, what we discussed last week. The whole progression of the Gemara is L'charishtikul Stira. Because if the Gemara started with Shnei Bnei Odom, right? If the Gemara started with Achilas Pras, Mamish the Mahapachu. If the Gemara started with Then the Gemara went in Timtzaloyim Yosimichteachbilz Pras Shnei Bnei Odom Mahu. And then the Gemara went Shnei Bnei Odom Mahu in Timtzaloyim Shnei Bnei Odom Klavim Mahu. Then everything would be gemalik. Then the whole sugya from beginning to end would have been very gishmak, because each level of the Gemara, the Gemara is being mechadish more and more a broader qualification for what Shaykh Achilas Pigel. But he used that the Gemara started with Klovim, and the Gemara established that Klovim is Pigel. Achilas Klovim is Pigel. Yeah. So Mamela, the only way to explain that is like the Briskerov, that there's no din Achilah Bechlau. It's just the din that it should be Nechal, should be consumed. So then everything else is moot. What's the Shaila then? That's really the main problem. If the Gemara would have been v'nahapachu, then everything would have been klaw. But the way the Gemara reads, and that's why Taka, we brought down from Sfasemis. Sfasemis Taka learns that the latter part, he doesn't really explain klavim and shnei bnei odom, but he says the Gemara is yoisimichte achilas pras. The Sfasemis learns that baya had nothing to do with the last baya. That means, if you hold Shnei Bnei Odom is mitzdarev, then Avada Yosim Echdechilis Pras is mitzdarev. So the Sfasemis Taka flips it. But when Medayik and Tesu, it's not like the Sfasemis. Because Tesu says claw, that the Seder Ibaya was the way it's brought down in the Gemara. So that those are the problems. So really the Sikum Advarim, the way we were learning Lamaise, was Mavusis on the Afike Yam. In the Tshuvas, we talked about the Inyan from Kiddush. And Afike Yam is talking about why we find in Hilchas Kiddush, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that you have to have a Timus Moloi Lugmov. And then the Shulchan Aruch says that if it's Yoiser, it has to be Torki de Achilas Pras. Now the Shulchan Aruch brings down the Yeshemnim, that you mitzaref all the shtiyas, that you don't have to have one person to be toyim amalei lugmov, but all the people that are being yoytze kiddush biyachad, they could be yoytze. The Shulchan Aruch says, v'yeshoymim, so he's okta, v'yeshoymim, some say, the kivon debein kulam toamu kamalei lugmov yotze. So on that the Mishabur says in Sifkot Nayin Gimel, he says, that's the Mishabura's Tosefta. So the Mishabura in Hilchos Kiddush says that even though the Shulchan Aruch brings down the Yeshayim, that you can be mitzaref all the people that are being Yoytze Kiddush together to be Yoytze, the Shimla Lugmov, the Mishabura says, but Lamaisa, It shouldn't be lo yishal yidei shtiyas kulum yoysim ichdei achilas pras. It's like a peldik and mishnah brura. The same kasha we have on our sugya. What does it help you to ichdei achilas pras if you have a bunch of people, there's no tziruf anyway? Exactly what the brisker rov is asking over here. The same kasha. So the afik eyam ding tzich with the mishnah brura. Betoikev. Tafike Yami in Chelik Bey says, Klar, he says, Hifzik Yoysa Mikashir and Mitzarefes, Avo Bebeis, Vigimu Bnei Odom, Vyoysa, Ein Shaykh Tziruf Klar, Masha Sosa Zer, Vishosa Zer. For Hodim Mitzarf and Timis Kulm Loi Klorov, Balkochoch Tele Elo Rishonim Loi Tzorch Shtir Klar, Elo, She Yishosa Menakois Kishir Zer. Zok ta'afike yam, ta'alukhoiru the machlekes in the Shulchan Aruch, between the Rishonim, whether you could be Yoytze Kiddush by all the people together drinking a Malay Lugmov, is that you don't really need a Maisa Shtir from one person. A Shir Shtir from one person. Zok ta'afike yam, if that's the case, so how could the Mishnah Berurah say, Toyke de'achilas pras? There's no achilas pras from five people. Mamish the same kash. And mainly you should know over here, he's choylik that Fikayam with the Mishnah Berurah. And the Fikayam says that these two dinim in Shulchan Aruch don't fit together. Basically, the Fikayam mirrors the Sfasemis of our sugya. Sfasemis in our sugya says that once Shnei Bnei Adam work for Pigul, it's not shaykh to say that you need Kedei Achilas Pras. Right? That's the Sfasemis. Sfasemis says, if you need Kedei Achilas Pras, then you need one person. Can't have these two bias can't go together. It can't be that two people are mitzarev and you need to get the achilas pras. As is Dr. Sfasemis. So mamish, the way the Sfasemis learns al sugya, that's exactly the way the Afike Yam learns the Shulchan Aruch. And he says, Einachanami, Shulchan Aruch brings down a lechatchila, you should drink to get the achilas pras. That's only going like the first day of the holds that the Mekadosh himself, or one person, has to drink Malay Lugmov. But if you hold, multiple people could drink Malay Lugmov, pasnish the whole cloud of Turkid Achilles Pras. So Mamet, I'm telling you, Afike Yam is exactly this Fasemis. Exactly this Fasemis. They go in sync. Those two sheetahs go in sync with each other. That's what he said. Da'asa yeshayimim de mitztaref estim ukulim l'mlay Lugmov. Al kochoch lo yisfir lei de tam li luo kmoi shekos wa ha-teisviz. Zog de Rebbe Azei, v'u rak mishum kovet ha-kois, u memeilu lefi ze, zog de Rebbe Azei, bin ishti, emu bechtei ishti, yes rovi ishak de achilas pras. Neheche teisa lachadish, toro kaze, milse bloi taime. Zog de Afike Yam, de mishibur is chumre, hot kein shum pshatnet. Has no explanation. To say that you should have multiple people drinking Toich Kedei Shir Revius or Kedei Achilles Pras has no explanation. That's Tafike Yam. Which, like I said, is exactly this Fasemis. That's why I'm zeroing in on this, because I hope this will be Mevara, Betachel Sabir Arasugi. So therefore, the Yisoy that I was trying to make last week, but it was the last 4 minutes of the Shia, and I wasn't feeling 100% either, is like this, that we understood that there's two extremes. Either there's halacha for achilas adam, in which case you need all the tanoim of achilas adam, like kol haterakula. You need one person, you need it should be adam, you need all the conditions. Or it's a din that the korban should be nechal. Only the heft of the korban has nothing to do with the adam bechlal. Very similar to the Brisker Rov's distinction between Truma and Shvius, where the Sicha works. So the Brisker Rov in Yom explains that Sicha is Kishti only Lagabi the object. Lagabi the Heftze, if you do Sicha, it's like it was Nichle like Shtia. But it's not a Maisa Shtia. Right? That's Mamish the Brisker Rov's distinction. By Sicha Kishti, that's not a Maisa Shtia of an Odom. Als the object, it's ki'ilu, it was nishte. It's ki'ilu, it was consumed through shtir, but it's not. So because we were learning in this oifen the sugya, which is the way most of the achronim understand the sugya, that if achilas klavim work, right, and shnei bnei adam work, the only way to explain it is that if we look at the chefs and not mitzad the gavra bechlal. If that's the case, then there's no such thing as achilas pras. There's no such thing as shnei bnei adam. The gavra bechlal is shaila. So that's why we had the Mamon of Shuch. So what we're trying to bring out here from Kiddush is that there's a third Mahalach. There's not the two extremes. There's a third Mahalach. The third Mahalach is that you could have that there's a Din Shtia, but the Din Shtia is Midin, let's call the Kiddush, Midin the Kois, which means Kois Shabrocha Ton Ti'imeh, right? It's not a din in the I'm being yoitzer with the koshel bracha. And one of the biggest rayas I could tell you to this idea is that you could have a te'imah from somebody who's not being yoitzer b'chlal the kiddush. You understand? You can have a te'imah, obviously has to be yoitzer with agofen, but you can have somebody that's not being yoitzer with this kiddush b'chlal, and he's doing the te'imah from the koshel bracha, the Moloi Lugmov. Of the team of the Koshel Bracha. The Mekadosh doesn't have to be Tayyim. The Moloi Lugmov, that's Lekuli Alma. Machlekes in the Shulchan Aruch is if you need one person to drink or multiple people could drink. But there's no Machlekes in the Shulchan Aruch whether the Mekadosh himself has to be Tayyim. Anybody could be Tayyim, Moloi Lugmov from the Kois. Not only that, even somebody is not being Yaitse with the Kois. Being Yaitse the mitzvah of the Kois. Also could. So what's the Pshat? The pshat is that the kois requires shtiyah, right? Oh, but the kois, there's no din on any gavra of shtiyah. It's all on the kois. But it's not a din that the kois should be consumed, it's a din there should be a shtiyah from the kois. The kois requires that there should be a shtiyah from it. Memela, if that's the case, that's the second day in Shulchan Aruch. Says you can have multiple people drinking. Because since it's mitzad the kois, not mitzad the odom, memele machnush ken chilek. How much you'll be then in the gavre? And achlam, you need one person that he was makayim mitzad himself, a din shtia. But you don't need a mitzad the odom. The kois needs that there was a shtia. The kois doesn't recognize that there was a Reuven and there was a Shimon and there was a Levi. The kois only recognizes that a Moloi Lugmov of the Kois was Nishte. That's what the Kois recognizes. So you taka need an Adam. You taka need an Adam. But the Kois, mitzad the Kois doesn't recognize that there was a Reuven, a Shimon, and a Levi. The Kois recognizes that there was a Shtias Adam, Moloi Lugmov. Memela, that's why it's very geshmak to Mishabura. Zok to Mishabura, but you still need Kedachil's Pras. Because the reason why Shnei B'nei Adam work is not because there's a tzira from the Shnei B'nei Adam. If there's a tzira from the Shnei B'nei Adam, then al kochach, you don't need kedei achilas pras. That's tafikei yam's taina. Tafikei yam's taina is monoshuch. If you're being mitzar of Shnei B'nei Adam, what's pas kedei achilas pras? The teretz is, it's not pshat that you're mitzar of Shnei B'nei Adam. The Christ doesn't see Shnei B'nei Adam. Mitzad the Christ, it was a Shtias Adam. It wasn't a Shtias Shnei Bnei Adam. Even if one, it's the same Shtias, the Yeshayim and Meshuchan Aruch holds, it's the same Shtias if one person drank or 10 people. Mitzad the cup, it's the same Shtias. Mitzad the cup, Moloi Lugmov of this cup was consumed through Shtias. So Mitzad the cup, there is no Nafkamina. So the cup doesn't recognize any Chilik at all. The cup only recognizes that there was a shtia. Right? Now, if that's the case, up to Mishabura, up the Kedachilas Prasha boy is still required. Yes. That the Kois recognizes. That the Kois recognizes. Memela does up to Mishabura. That's Pshat in the Mishabura. That the Mishabura says, if that's the case, even though you're saying on this day in Shulchan Aruch that Shti is kama v'kama anoshim mitztarefes, it should still be Tekedechil's Pras. Now that would explain our sugya. It's kafta v'felech. That would explain our sugi kafta v'ferach. But now I want to tell you like this. In this nekuda that I'm telling you now, the truth is that shnei b'nei adam could be worse than klovim. Why? Because by klovim, so basically by pigul the zel bezach, the pigul is mamish like the koishel kiddush. The pigul is that there was a machshava that from this korban there's going to be an achil of chutz l'zman, right? That's what makes it pigul. The korban. So now, even if it's achilas klovim, the Gemara brings a pasuk from Tanakh by Izevel that even though it's an achilas klovim, it's still mitzad the korban. Mitzad the korban, it's still called an achila, which basically means the korban doesn't recognize that it's a kelet. Mitzad the korban, mitzad yitzchak the thing. Just like we're saying by kiddush, the kohen doesn't recognize if it was Reuven, Shimon, Levi. The kohen doesn't recognize. The kohen just recognizes the korban just recognizes there's an achila of chutz l'zmanah. Doesn't make a difference if it's klavim. But you could say by bnei adam, it's worse. Now we can go back to Zev Svarah. By Bnei Adam, it's worse because once there's a din achila mitzad Adam, maybe the carbon doesn't recognize it. And that the Gemara says no, doesn't recognize it. Doesn't it? Even Shnei Bnei Adam. Achila. Now the Gemara says good, but what about more than achila's plas? Oichet. That's the need in the Gemara. In fact, on that nekuda, the Gemara is not even patient. That nekuda, the Gemara is not even pleasant, which would mamish be a kafter of a ferach in the Mishaburus Chumrah. Because it comes out that the maskon of Sugi Zvachim is that even when you're mitzaref a bunch of achilas, there's still a suffix that you need to take the achilas pras. That nekuda, the Gemara is never even pleasant. So the Mishaburus Chumrah, Nilchas Kiddush, is gevaldik. It's mamish the sikum of our Sugi. No, because again, Shnei B'nai Adam just means Vaita, the Torah doesn't recognize, just like Kiddush, exactly like Kiddush. It's perfect according to Mishabur. And Taka, just like Kiddush, we don't recognize multiple people. But the Seder, we do recognize. The Zman, we do recognize in Hilchos Kiddush. It's Mamish our Sugya. We went from Klovim, then we went to Adam. When we went to Adam, we said that maybe by Adam there is a recognition because there's a Ma'isa Achila. The Gemara says no. So we don't recognize, but that could still be because we don't recognize the chiluk between Reuven and Shimon. But maybe we still need a shem achila mitzad to come, which is kedei achilas pras, and that the Gemara is not patient.
Yeah, they didn't have to go to one person.
Because
they could say two people yosef deals pras. They have to go to one person.
It doesn't say one dafka. It's even one. Just as yosef mechdei achilas pras.
Well, what about
his? It's not dafka one or two. The question was that once two is established, so vos past is passing. Stand away. The Gemara is not going dafka two, dafka one. The Gemara is just saying no matter what. The question was once you were patient that two people is good, why are you even clearing dechilus pras? That was the question. The Gemara didn't emphasize that dechilus pras is more by one or two. Exactly. No. Just like by Kiddush. By Kiddush, there's no Hanah. 10 people are drinking together, there's no Shir Hanah. It's exactly the same thing. And the Hesed Gadol is the same thing, because the Hesed Gadol, the Gemara is still going with the tzad that we had earlier, that if you have a Kavona of Achilas Mizbeach, then it's called an Achila. It's the same question. If you're going to tell me that... So it's working out Achila. So now, it's working out tachila. Now that it's working out tachila, so the korban doesn't recognize that it's the mizbeach. So now maybe you need to talk to the achilas pras.
Why? That's only by a human.
You just finished saying because the korban doesn't recognize, just like by klovim, the korban doesn't recognize that it's a kelev.
I understand.
So if you're going to tell me that the korban doesn't recognize that it's a
It's
mitzad the carbon, it's just that, that it was nechal. By the way, this answers the Briskrov's kasha also. The Briskrov asks, you need only mashla by ma'ar. We discussed this last week. The Gemara says, how's it shayach? How is it shayach? Turkey the Achilles pras. The Gemara says, al kochach behesig godl askina. Yeah? Frek the Briskrov, why do you hesig godl? The sugya later says, mashla by ma'ar is enough. It's lach mashal mizbech. Once the fire once it's ignited, you don't need it to be consumed. It's lach meshul mizbeach. The Torah says, but here we're going al tachila, not al taktole. Here we're going on the tzad that you were mechashiv l'shem achilas mizbeach. L'shem achilas mizbeach, so now the korban is not recognizing haktora. The korban is recognizing achila. And achila... Achila as a zman.
Only if it's a human does it make a difference.
But again, but that's all assuming that the korban is recognizing that it's a mizbeach. Just like we said, the korban's not recognizing that it's two people. The korban mitzad the korban. Okay, let's go. I want to start the... Okay, let's start the next perek. Avada, he's going mamish like Toysus. Toysus is learning one ibai is going on the other. The Sfasemes wants to say no. Sfasemes is a big chiddush. Sfasemes says that Rova didn't hear abai is shy. Okay, let's start the next parak. Kol apsulim sheshochtu shchitoson tsheo. The halacha is that all the psulim sheshochtu shchitoson tsheo. שהשחיתו כשרה בזורים. ושחיתו כשרה בזורים. Not only שחיתו כשרה בזורים, there's a big machlekes, אחרונים, there's a ספסמס ולשח המלך, whether, now that there's a din שחיתו כשרה בזורים, it could be that דווקא, there would be a din that the bailum should shecht it. Like by a oilah that comes from Moshe Roshem has din of Nidvas Yochid. So Rashi says, Klor, later on, Rashi on Kuf Gimel, says, Bailum Soimcha v'shoichta. Rashi says, Klor, that if the Bailum are bringing their own Nidvas oilah, they do smiche, and they do shchite. Als this Mishnah. They do shchite. As Fasema says, that vice the choice from Gasha, that the pious and the mishmorim and everything else, does hotnish with them. That's all for the other avoid. The shchita, if it's my korban, I have a sur shchita. That's what Sfasama says in Gasha. And then he says, noch weiter. He says, now there's already din mitzvah boy, yoysim bishlucha. Meaning, now that the number one, dosh state in the Mishnah Azor is kosher for shchita. That's step one. Step two, Zok the Sfasemeh, Shteit Nirash and Kuf Gimel, that even though there's a pious and there's Mishmarim, and we brought down from the Sifri in Parashas Koyrach, Avodas Maton Etin Kunaschem, that you're not allowed to be Mishamish if it's not your Mishmar, but that's all if it's not your personal Korban. Zok the Vifel, it's my Korban, and I'm the Mevi, and the coin is only my Shliach, Zok the Nusawiv. You should know there's a tshuva sarashbe, but the Gemara kedushin in the Dorim has a shaila hani kehanim shluchi didan shluchi derachmona. Right? The Gemara comes out at shluchi derachmona because like a milsa diloi motzi over the motzi mashvi shlich. Since we can't do it, we can't make a shlich. Right? So the tshuva sarashbe, that's only mikabola veilach. So the Rashbe shchita the coin is shluchi didan. The shchita, the koyin is shluchah didan. The emes is the sugin kedushin v'malaf on the basis mashma like that. The Gemara brings a minolon the shluchah shalom kemoise. The Gemara learns out of the shachtu oise kol adas bnei Yisrael. But the tshuva sarashba says klo that for shchita the koyin is our shlich. So Mela comes out that Lashitas Rashi, not only the Yisrael has a schus, but there's be a mamash al chatchila dik aloche that the Yisrael should do, he should do the shechita himself. Now, not so posh, there's a sugi in Yevam Islam at Gimel with a shver Shah HaMelech. The Gemara there in Yevamis says that a Zor who shechts on Shabbos is Chayv Misa. Chayv Misa. This is sugi, let me just go to Yevamis Taka. So then the Yevamis Taflamid Gimel on the base. Here. Zor Sheshimish Ba'avodim B'Mikdash Chayev. The Gemara brings down his Chayev Mishum Shabbos, his Chayev Mishum Zor. This is Zor. So Toys says, it's a Kalev. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Shechita Ksher Bezar? Zogt Rashi, Shechita Ksher Bezar, the Ein Kan Mishum Zor. So it's interesting, if you met the Shar HaMelech, is Medayik from Rashi in Yevamos, that the Gemara's whole kashiv is only on the Zor, but on Shabbos takachayev. Right? Ask the Shar HaMelech, why? If the Shechit is kosher, so why chayev mishum Shabbos? Rashi says, since Shechit the Ksher Bazar, ain't kan mishum Zoros. There's no problem of a Zor. So he says, what do you mean no problem for a Zor? But there should be no problem for Shabbos either. As if it's a Shabbos, because again, Rashi says clear here. So Rashi, Shechit the Ksher Bazar, ain't kan mishum Zoros. Not to sell. So the Shar HaMelech is not klor b'chlal. Why not? He just says, Vais t'chois from Rashi. That's what he says. Vais t'chois from this Rashi, that if a Yisrael would shecht on Shabbos, or t'midim, musafim, something which is doicha Shabbos, he's chayiv misim. But he doesn't give a klor kait why it is. Why would that be? So it's fascinating. There's a Beis HaLevi. Shuvah's Beis HaLevi. And on this Rashi, in Chelek Beis, and the Beis HaLevi, I think it's Simon Tess. The Beis HaLevi says, interesting idea. He says that a Zor is never called Mechuyir Ba'avoida. Avoida's HaMikdash is on Shevet Kuna. So even though the Sfasemis is being Mechadish that if I'm bringing a Kolb, there's a mitzvah by Yosem B'Shlucha, I should do the Shechita. But it's not Mutal on me, the Choyv of Avoida. Choyv of Avoida is only on the Kohen. Memela zok the Beis HaLevi, klapi the Bailim, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. A mitzvah kiyumis is not Teichah Shabbos. Here is chap. Pashas, you would learn not like that. Pashas, you learn, the cheftza of the avoid is avoid the chiyuvis. And the Memela, the avoid is Teichah Shabbos. And afkemina, who does the avoidah? As long as the person's kosher will avoidah. You understand? He's saying a big chiddush. The Beis HaLevi is saying that even though the korban is taka doicha Shabbos, and you're a kosher lavoida, not only you're kosher lavoida, let's leave it at that, you're kosher lavoida, still in all, since the chayvas avoida is not mutal on you, so it's called like a mitzvah kiyumis. Pashtus, it's not a mitzvah kiyumis. Pashtus, the only reason why you need something to be a mitzvah kiyumis to be doicha is because otherwise it's called efshel kaim shneim, meaning, why? Mechteis to do it. Right? Why do it? But here, what do you mean? It's the avoid is a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's a big chiddush. But that's what the Beis HaLevi wants to be mechanish. That according to Rashi, that if a Zohar brings an oil, he shechts his own oil. But Shabbos zichanat, he can't bring oil as yochan on Shabbos. But if he shechted a oil as tzibur, on Shabbos, he'd be chayiv misa for Shabbos. Because that's the pashtus of the Gemara. Okay? Zok the Mishnah b'noshim. And you have to know what the chiddush of noshim is. The problem is that the Gemara there says, chayiv mishum zoros, for chayiv mishum Shabbos. And it's true, but Rashi comes, Rashi, Havalei L'mishtik, that's the Shar HaMelech's diyuk. Rashi, when the Gemara says that Shechita Ksher Bezahar, Faltik, Zogt Rashi, Nein, the Ein Kan Mishum Zoros. So Shar HaMelech is being medayik. Yeah, you could say Rashi is Lavdavke. You could say Rashi is Lavdavke. So Beis HaLevi is masking to the diyuk of the Shar HaMelech. He's just, I think it's a big chiddush, the Beis Halevi. Because l'chayr, if you want to go so vite like the Beis Halevi, you could go within the Shevet Kuna alone. It's not my chiyuv to do it. I don't have a chiyuv to bring this tumah. It's a big chiddush. The Beis Halevi is a chagrisa chiddush, what the Beis Halevi said. Now I understand, but I as an individual, I don't have an obligation. L'chayre, the Kohen's obligation is only Nevea. I would almost say, listen, I would almost say, what would be if you had a Kohen Tomid on Shabbos, and there was no Kohanim available right now to bring the Kohen, to shecht it, right? And it's Miskara V'hoylech, the Zman Tomid Shel Shachar is escaping. Medaf HaReichab. One second. And there's a Yisrael here. Volter gesagt, Yisrael is chayiv to shecht it. Because the only reason why the Kohen is more mechuyiv than the Yisrael, l'chayiv is because of his kashrus. The Kohen is only more chayiv. When you're dealing with a Kohen Tzibur. No, what I'm saying is, he has a chayiv avoida. What I'm trying to tell you is, be'emes, the chayiv avoida of the Kohen Tomid, is a chiv on Klal Yisrael. If you look in Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, I once used this, I have to speak downstairs, but I once used this for a different shaila. We had a shaila about the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha Meiri, why they need the Nes and Chanukah. So one of the tirutzim I gave, a simple text, was that there's a chiluk between Adlokas Menorah and Stam Avodas Tzibur. Because you could say that Menorah is Taka Doichet Tumah. The Gemara of Menorah says Beferish. Menorah is the Menorah. But that you could say is not Midin Korban Tzibur. That's Midin Korban Yochad HaKavul Oizman. Like Chavite Kein Gorl. That's not because it's on the Tzibur. Because really, Halakas Menorah, you could say, is a mitzvah's kahuna. Shalcha gadol mishalayim. If you look in Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, you see a fascinating thing. When the Rambam brings down the din of Tomid, hu shenitztavinu sheyakrivu akohanim esatmidim. Hu shenitztavinu sheyakrivu akohanim musafim. When it comes to Menorah, look at the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs. Hushinitstavu bnei Aaron akoyanim lahadlik neiris. Stating Rambam that Adlokas Menorah is not a choyv on Klal Yisrael. It's mitzvahs kuhuna. That's an afkamina. So I wanted to tie na ibaze. If you look in Yuma Dav Zion, so you'll see over there the Gemara has a shaila tumahutra betzibu tumadchuyu betzibu. The Gemara has a kasha from Ayel on Yom Kippur. It says if it became tomei, oimim loy hovi acheres. So the Gemara says raya tumadchuyu betzibu. The Gemara says no. Ha'u be'eloi shel Aaron. State in the Gemara in Yuma that even if you're tumah hutra b'tzibur, korban yochel akavu zman is only a din d'chuye. So I use that to answer the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. You see what I'm saying? So when you get to the Tomid, it's not really mitzvah's kahuna. It's a mitzvah klal Yisrael. The Kohen is a machshir. Because he's, so l'chayre l'gabi shchita. There shouldn't be a chilek. There shouldn't be. Agam. Beis HaLevi is a great seed. That's the Beis HaLevi wants to say that Chiddush. That there is such a thing. Noshim, you have to know what's the Chiddush of Noshim. Because L'chayre Noshim is Vayit Dezoros. Avodim and Tmeim, they have their own psul. You have to know what's Noshim. What's the new Chiddush of Noshim. So Toysus and Chulm, Tav Beis, Toysus and Chulm says a Chiddush. He says that Noshim is a new psul. B'nei Aaron V'loi B'nei Sarim. So Tosfos learns that Benois Aaron have a separate psul. Okay? So Tosfos learns that Benois Aaron is a separate psul in the Torah, and therefore the Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush, number one, a Zohar, and a second Chiddush, an Isha could do it. Right? The Rambam in Psulei Mugdashim says not like that. The Rambam doesn't say like Tosfos and Chulm. Tosfos and Chulm's Lashon is that Mishum, Zok Tosfos, Mishum Shenema, he says this, the Shebenoshim Psulei same. Now, the Rambam in Psulei Mugdashim, also Bias Mikdash, he says, what's a Zohar? Kol she'enoi mizichrei kahuna. So the Rambam learns that a Isha is a regular Zohar. So if she's a regular Zohar, you have to know. We'll have to continue next week in Mitzvah Shem. It's a lady's a murder to get Yeah, I hear. I'm just saying it's a murder to get